Blog Talk Radio.
We gon' get this whole club jumpin', shorty on the dance floor shaking, thumping, hell crazy, high heels on, baby girl, this your song,
y'all know what it is,
baby, this ain't trickin', we got it, order what you want at the bar, we pops it, hell crazy, high heels on, baby girl, this your song,
y'all know what it is,
we gon' get this whole club jumpin', shorty on the dance floor shaking, thumping.
Flashy doing my thing, seat down in the club making it rain, and guests in the VIP, when I step up in the club all eyes on me, I hit the dance floor, do the swag on, please excuse my hands, they get their grab on, 700 on the Prada, 20 for the make, try not to bump into me and make me spill my drink, body full of rosé, check full of comma, two-stepping with a nigga, baby mama, but we can tell they don't want no drama, it's our block, gun stop.
Going to be hilarious and fun at the same time. Okay, so I'm going to bring in my co-host. Let's see who we got here. Let me see. Before we bring everybody in, I definitely want to welcome everybody to another great episode of Hot Sugar. We want to encourage you guys, press 1, call in if you want to talk to us, 646-595-4038. We want to hear from you. Just tell me something. Call in and say, you know what, India, I love you. Or call in, say something to my calls. Say something. Call in tonight. We want everybody to call in. 646-594. Wait, sorry, hold up. The wrong number. 646-595-4038. And let me see. I'll think about it. Maybe I'll send you a picture or something. I don't know. Just call in. 646-595-4038. Okay, so we're going to get into the show. I'm going to put in my co-host. Heaven Hollywood, I'm sorry, my host, Heaven Hollywood. He's going to hate me. I know.
Oh, my goodness. Wait.
First of all, you mute your damn self because you're giving out the wrong number. That's the first thing. But
welcome
me to your show.
Is Miss O.D. here?
Miss O.D. should be here.
Wait, let me make sure I picked up her mic. Hold on. Wait, is she on? Which number she has? 618?
No, she should be. Well, Ari is also coming on. I think Miss O.D.'s on at 631.
Okay, and Ari is here?
I think it's like 951.
Oh, Ari is at 951. Hi, Ari.
Hi.
Oh, my gosh. Welcome to the show. I don't see this movie.
It's combobulated.
Thank you for picking up.
I don't see Miss O.D. on the phone.
Let's see.
No, we'll wait for her. We'll wait for her. Just let me know, Miss O.D., when you're on the phone so we can bring you in. So I told you guys I have the mic tonight. So I'm super excited. That means that I'm going to mute. You know I'm good at muting people. So I'm probably going to mute
people. Yeah, I know you're good at muting people. That's a skill of yours.
Okay, can I just like totally off topic really quickly because I'm sitting here trying to do my taxes and avoid going to jail. But how is it that when you're single with no kids, being fabulous in the world, you get taxed on the most shit? Like, I don't drain the world's resources. I don't have baby's kids. I don't, you know, so why do I keep getting fucked hard? And then I received a notice saying that whatever, surprisingly, I did get a refund last year. However, that they can tax that this year. How do you give me my money back and then tax me this year? I am so confused.
Oh, my God. No, it's rough with people.
Can we have an accountant on 1 week to explain this fuckery to me, please?
Let's do that. Let's look into an accountant. Because I ain't never heard of that. That's like Indian giving.
You know what's really funny, Ari and Heaven? I don't have kids either, right? And you know how people on the commercials, when they get their taxes back, they be dancing and pop-locking and jumping up and doing the butterfly. And you're like, I never had that. I never experienced that because I don't get taxes back, really. I have to pay taxes.
Right? And when you do, they're like, here's your 50 cents. Thanks for being great.
Right. I never got to do the butterfly. I never got to do the runner man. I want to do the runner man. I want to get some money back. Some people get like $8,000 back. I want to get $8,000 back. What the hell?
So you've never gotten an income tax back?
I've never got income tax back. No, I have to pay. I have to pay. And then if you have a business, you got to pay. Make sure you're paying for your business. You got to do, I don't remember getting taxes back at all. If anything, I always, especially in porn, some of the companies, before they were totally doing their taxes right, some companies take out your taxes stuff, but sometimes you are responsible for a lot of your stuff. So sometimes I have to let my accountant do it, and you got to make sure you're keeping that money aside for your taxes. You know?
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it's really a lot. Like, totally. Like, I'm telling you guys. And then if you make a certain amount of money, you pay. You owe. So, thanks. I would love to do the butterfly one day. One day, I might do the butterfly, right? Can I do the runner man?
So, we got the.
You have 8 kids to do the butterfly. You know?
You got 8 kids. But you know what kills me? Because let me try to screw the system like some people I know. They got 8 kids, get like $5,000 in food stamps, Section 8, rent's only $50, all this bullshit. Let me try to jerk the system and I'll be in federal fucking prison.
Right, exactly. Exactly.
You should be rewarded for doing good and, you know, not draining the world of resources and keeping the economy going because I make money, I shop. Hello?
Yeah, it's like
more money to shop
for not having kids. I don't know. It's weird.
Mm-hmm. Anyway,
we
can have a talk on one of these.
Man,
I'd
coming,
be so grateful.
One day.
I'm going to start doing what ghetto people do. I'm going to start asking people, can I put their kids on my taxes? That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to ask 2 people I know, can I claim your kids and I'll give you half of it?
Don't even do it because I know people that got burned because people claim their taxes and then they're getting the money. Uncle Sam is catching on. And the only person that's got to pay it back is you.
It's about 50 people tuned in right now. Out of 50 people, 49 did that this year. Y'all motherfuckers out there playing the kids that you don't even know. You got somebody on your taxes right now, you don't even know their last name. You know what? Bye. Anyways, I'm not.
I have to hook you up. I got to hook you up with my girl Sheikah. She finds kids. She got kids. She got a whole list
She's
of kids. You put on your income tax.
Where was this bitch at when I needed about a few weeks ago? You know what? I can't stand you. I promise I'll
tell
I
you,
had somebody.
Sheikah got a whole list. She just got a list of. She just got a list of a bunch of kids. Oh, you got kids? Oh, you need kids? How many kids you need? She got a list of motherfuckers that's just ready to go on somebody's income tax. As long as you pay $150 out the pocket.
Yeah. Give me a group of brothers and sisters. I'll take them.
She be caking off on income tax.
I'm with Ari, though. I think they're catching on, though. Like, that's going to get old in a minute, so y'all better make sure y'all don't fall for that. Okay?
Well, we got some topics. We have some good topics.
Have y'all ever noticed during income tax? Income tax time is like a holiday in Atlanta. You can tell when people got their taxes in Atlanta. In Atlanta, it's different than any other state. In Atlanta, everybody is cold the whole year. But when income tax time comes, you can tell.
Everybody got new cars.
You got everybody out in the club, everybody popping bottles. People who wasn't popping bottles 2 months ago that was dry, now all of a sudden they all in the VIP. You get what I'm saying? Like the malls are crowded. Income tax time in Atlanta, all the nice places you go to eat are crowded. Everywhere is crowded, okay? So, yeah, shout out to Atlanta right now. It's income tax time. God. All the furniture stores are just everything. You don't even have no furniture. There ain't no furniture left. Because everybody there buying furniture.
Well, no, don't worry. It'll be back once all that shit gets reposed.
I hope y'all better pay those car notes because you get your car today, you don't have a car in 3 months. Y'all better save some of that money. Put some of that money up. Don't spend all your income tax money in 2 weeks. All right? Anyways, we're going to keep it going. We got a lot to talk about. We got a topic here tonight. We're going to talk about racism in porn. Oh, my gosh. Ari, you should love this one. right. We're going to talk about racism in porn. And also, Heaven, you added something to the topic. What are we going to talk about tonight? Wait, did Heaven fall off? Wait, hold on, you guys. I think Heaven fell off. Heaven.
Yes.
Oh, what else are we talking about tonight?
Oh, how the possibility to get out of a violent relationship before it turns violent. These are like the signs. Mm. Some early signs that a nigga might be crazy, deranged.
Oh, gosh. I got a lot to talk about that one.
Yeah, there's a few, you know, people, they always say, oh, I had no idea he was like this. But if you really look into it, there are little signs before the calm before the storm, so to speak, that, you know, maybe if we can help and help one person get out of a domestic violence relationship before it starts, we did a good thing in an hour.
Yes.
Yeah, very true.
Well, anyways, I don't want to sound like, you know, I come off like I'm cold a little bit, okay? I'm not cold.
Oh, no.
I just want to say, if you're one of those girls out there getting beat up all the time, I'm just saying, I'm sorry. It's 2015. You can't be getting beat up. Like, come on, really? You still getting beat up and you still in a relationship? I don't got time to have sympathy and cry for somebody who just keep going back to somebody that's beating them up all the time. Like,
well,
for real, you like getting beat up.
Well, that's the reason why we have to try to help them stop it before it even takes place.
Yeah, but there's somebody out there right now listening that get beat up every night. They probably get beat up after the show, and they keep on getting beat up. They like getting beat up. Some women like getting beat up.
Well, some women do like getting beat up. By the way, off subject, is Miss OD on the line yet?
Okay, let me see. What's the number again?
She'd be a 631 number.
A 631?
Yeah.
No, she's not on the line. Nada.
She's like, oh, yeah, I'm going to be on. Okay, sure you are.
Yeah.
So, you know, like I said, yeah, there are some women who, I mean, it's hard to believe that there's some women that actually like getting beat up, but, you know, my mother always used to say when I was younger, you must love it. That was her favorite sign because she would say, well, you must love it. And we'd be like, she getting beat up? What do you mean she must? She like, she don't do nothing about it, so she must love it. You know what I mean? So that was my mother's, my little motto when we was growing up. But like I said, there are some ways to stop a, because they don't just, you know, the first date, they don't just say, how you doing, bow, and punch you in your fucking eye. You know what I mean? So, but there are signs, you know, showing early signs that, you know, you need to get the hell out of Dodge. And if what happens is a lot of these women don't pay attention to these signs because they're so over-infatuated with the thought of, oh, I finally found somebody, or, oh, he's hot. Or, oh, he treated me so good. Oh, I'm tired of being alone. And they ignore the signs because they don't think they're a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the first signs that I would give to women that a dude might be a tad bit crazy is if, you know, you have went out with him once and all of a sudden his phone calls have increased. A serious amount.
Oh, gosh.
I mean, so you're texting, you know, he was acting calm at first, but then as soon as you went out, one time you went out, you didn't even kiss, you went out, you kissed him on the cheek, you had a nice time, he asked you to have a nice time, you say yes, and now all of a sudden you're getting a text when you get home, okay, so text me when you get home. Now all of a sudden it's text me when you get home. All right, you know, girl, a lot of women just think, okay, he's just being nice, okay, that's sweet. You text
he's so
him,
nice.
Okay, I'm
he
home.
Wants me to text him when I get home.
Right.
Text him when I get home.
You know, I think women just get so caught up in the thought of a just add water relationship.
Right.
It's like, and when the guy comes on real strong, it's like, oh my God, we can skip a bunch of stuff. We're soulmates. And it's like, no, bitch, those flags that are waving, they ain't yellow, they're orange, about to turn fucking red.
Yes, yes. Because you can tell a lunatic from afar. I'm telling you,
mm-hmm.
If a guy, anybody who thinks he's in a relationship with you, and you guys never discussed being in a relationship with each other, and he thinks he's in a relationship with you, where have you been? What time are you coming in? I called you about three times, you didn't answer the phone. Wait a minute, hold up. You better check him real quick, because it's going to get worse.
That's one of the signs.
You better let this deranged lunatic know you are not in a relationship with his ass. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, maybe it might break him down. It might hurt his heart a little bit.
Right.
But he'll get over it. But at least he won't be outside your house in the bushes behind the tree in his boxing shorts looking for you to come downstairs or something. I'm telling you, don't let it get that far, ladies. You're going to have some damn strange man outside of your house with boxing shorts and a damn plunger in his hand. I'm telling you.
Mm-hmm.
You don't see him.
Come to fix a bike for your night?
I don't know.
But seriously, we're trying to help some people tonight because, like I said, you're not going to help everybody, but if in a 60-minute show and a 20-minute segment, which is as long as we've given you on this damn topic, that should be able to help at least one person. They say, oh, you know, I never really thought of that. Because you know that's the first thing women say. Oh, I never thought that he would do that. But you saw signs. Yes, he showed you signs. You just, you know, tended to ignore them. So I believe that's one. I have a couple of good ones. If the phone calls increase, if he calls you and wants to know now, oh, what are you doing? Oh, I'm on lunch. Oh, who you on lunch with? Now all of a sudden he's asking who you on lunch with, and he wants to know whether it's a guy or a girl. You know what I mean? So now all of a sudden,
when he asks you that, having to answer that, when he asks you, ladies, he kind of laughs it off like it's a joke, like he's playing.
Right.
He ain't playing, girl. He's serious.
He's serious as hell. He wants you to answer who you're on lunch with. He hits somebody in the back.
Oh, my friend? Oh, okay. So now he'll prank my friend the first time. But then when he calls you the next day and you say, my friend, who? Guy or girl? You know, so.
Oh, I didn't know we could have friends. Right. Oh, my God.
You know, since
I'm
we went
you.
Out once.
Wow,
know,
since
so,
we went out that one time, I thought we really hit it off.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Increasing phone calls and a lot of questions. Are you going out? You know, it was okay when you were going out. When you met him going out, and now he wants to know, you know, who you going out with.
Yes.
What time you coming home?
What time you coming home? You take
right.
a shower. Or when you taking a shower?
Or when
you're
out and they say, "Nah, your girl don't gotta pick you. Your girl ain't gotta bring you home. I'll come get you from the house." That nigga's trying to find out everywhere you be. He ain't being
right.
friendly.
He sure is.
He's trying to know where to stalk your ass later.
Right. Exactly. So, you know, you ladies, you have to stay on. Like I said, he met you when you was doing you. So that's what, you know, that's what you have to continue doing. You can't give him too much information because that's going to allow him to think that it's okay. They can get away with it. So, you know, when you sit and if he thinks he can get away with it, okay, this is okay. So, you know, now another thing is the texting at night. Oh, this is the dead giveaway, ladies. If y'all can't pick this off, I don't know what the hell is wrong with you. Oh, having fun? That's it. That's the dead giveaway. The texting you at night.
I hope you're having fun.
Having a good time? Hope you're having a good time. Now, here it is now, 11, 12. You know, babe, you okay? You know, stuff like that.
I haven't heard from you. It's been an hour.
Those are dead giveaways right there. If he knows you're out, and then, of course, he's going to tell you, make sure you text me when you get in the house. Now, you're going to think, what he's hoping is, you're going to think, oh, such, you know, he's really concerned about my well-being. That nigga just want to know what time you reached the house. You know, he wants to know what time you came in. Of course he cares that you get home safe, but his main objective is to find out what time you actually reached the house.
Yes, yes.
Keep that in mind.
Well, on that note, we're gonna come back because we got a lot of stuff. Now, ladies, I hope you guys listen to that. And all the ladies out there are getting here.
This is coming
stuff.
From a man. I'm breaking guy code here. All the crazy niggas is probably going to hit me up like, yo, why you got to blow us out the water?
Oh, God. Well, you know what?
We was crazy in peace until your little ass came along and started blowing us up.
They're going to be waiting outside for you like, motherfucker.
We're going to come right back. We got some Ray J news. Ray J always in the scene. He's always on the scene talking and running his mouth. He's talking
running
about
damn
now.
Like, talk too damn much,
yeah.
Ray J.
He's talking about Whitney Houston and how he had under his control. We're going to talk about Jay-Z and Illuminati. We're also going to talk about Nicki Minaj. We also got some porn gossip. So make sure you guys do not go nowhere. We'll be right back. This is for all my ladies out there. Anyways, we're about to play here. I'm so good. I love you guys. We'll be right back. Dollhouse Radio, Hot Sugar.
Man, I'm so hood. Know you wish you could. Fuck with a real bitch. You're in paper, I'm good. Y'all stay fiending. Leave you out leaning. I'm for real, man. I could put it on ya. Put it on ya. Put it on. Put it on ya. Put it on ya. Put it on. Put it on ya. Put it on ya. Put it on. Put it on. Put it on ya. Put it on ya. Put it on. Put it on ya.
Getting money with my friends. Nice game, my life made. And it's
leave you, I'm leaning. I'm for real, man. I could put it on you.
Like, come on now. I just think it's not fair that Whitney can't defend herself, and he's out there talking, trying to keep himself relevant.
He's out there saying that, you know, she was wanted too much. You know, that's the reason why he was unhappy with the relationship. That because they asked him, well, why was it seeming that Whitney was, you know, was Whitney believing that y'all were in a relationship? And every time that we spoke to you, he would always go, my friend, she's my friend. You know, so and he said, well, she wanted too much. That's the reason why he was unhappy at that point in time with her, because she was unrealistic about.
Please, he was like Naomi Campbell and that kid from fucking Empire. He was calling her mommy. He needs to shut up the fucking bullshit.
Yeah, exactly. All that bullshit you talking. Don't anybody listen to that.
You know, so you know that's the messed up part about it, because I do remember. It takes me back to that interview with old no good. What's her name? Pat Houston. You're echoing. Someone's echoing. With Pat Houston, and when she said something along the lines of Whitney was chasing a dream. If you guys remember, she said something like Whitney was chasing an unrealistic romance with a man who was younger than her, who's not really trying to settle down. And Whitney is like trying to replace, you know, because Ray J and her is like, you know, Ray J does R&B and Ray J, you know, thinks he's a thug. And it's kind of like, but Bobby was a little younger than her. And Pat Houston made that comment to Oprah. And Oprah said, oh, you're speaking about Ray J. And she said, you know, she was kind of like, you know, chasing unrealistic dreams with a man who's not, you know, who's not on the same page or some sort of crap like that. So, you know, that's what it takes me back to that, you know, thinking about that. But, you know, as far as, like you said, she's passed away now. You didn't want to talk before. I mean, now that you're trying to, you see your relevancy, your I Hit It First record is no longer relevant. You know, you can no longer make money off of Kim Kardashian. You know, we've already heard the claims. Yeah. We know you want people to think that you put the whole Kardashian clan in business. You know, he made a comment in the book, "Oh, my dick created the whole Kardashian entity." Okay, well, you know what? That's no longer, you know, nobody cares anymore. You know, I mean, you've already ran with that story for 7 years. Okay, that porn money been gone. That money that you made off that tape, Kim done spent that money already. So, you know, it's time for you to find a new hustle and stop trying to use everyone else, you know, for your come up. It's Whitney Houston. It's Kim Kardashian. It's whoever. You know, that's the one problem that I have with Ray J. Ray J is a cool dude. You know, I know Ray J. You know, and when I see Ray J, he's real cool to me. He's never personally did anything to me. But that's the one thing problem I always have with him. He's always seems as though he's using someone for a come up. And you're Brandy's brother. You shouldn't have to. You should already have came up
ain't
already.
Ain't that Brandy's brother? Ain't that Brandy's brother? Okay. Anyway. You know, okay. So we're going to keep it moving because we can't spend our whole show talking about Ray J. So we're going to move on because I know we want to talk about Jay-Z, but we also got some porn gossip news coming up. I seen an interview with Steve Simon recently on Vlad, and they were talking about racism in porn, so we're going to get back to that in a minute. But before that, we want to talk about this issue that's going on. Jay-Z called a meeting recently with other artists, and I know this was a couple days before the Grammys. And what's going on, Kevin? Can you explain that to everybody, what he's trying to do with YouTube and other people?
Yeah, he called an emergency meeting with Kanye, Nicki Minaj, Beyonce, Rihanna, Daft Punk, Coldplay, and Madonna, all the Illuminati soldiers. those are the ones who was invited to meet. So now what it is he feels as though he is taking on and I have to give credit to the person who sent me the job. It's Showbiz 411. Jay-Z has taken on Spotify, Pandora, YouTube, and other streaming services with his now approved $56 million acquisition of Swedish streaming service Aspyro. So Jay-Z invested in this Swedish streaming service. And what it basically is he wants to put all those major artists on stream, all their music onto a spiral only, and people have to pay to get the music. So then, so they're basically pretty much saying they're tired of people getting music for them off of YouTube, off of Pandora, you know, off of Spotify for nothing, and they're not getting paid for it. So now, that's pretty much what
they
want.
No, they're just getting paid, charging people fucking close to $600 a seat. So
right.
Nobody give a fuck. They kill me how they make millions off of raping their fans, and just because Spotify or whoever makes it where, oh, I can get a single one shitty song that the fucking radio beat into my head, you know, for free, but yet I'm still going to pay $1 million fucking to see a retarded ass in concert. It's like, at what point do you actually give back to your fans?
Okay, Miss
right.
O.D.'s online.
And we got Miss O.D. on the line, too. We got Miss O.D. Welcome to the show, Miss O.D. D.Z.
Hey, hey.
Better late than never. I told y'all, she later than me. I come in late as hell. And Miss O.D. comes in real late as hell. But you know what? It is what it is. We got it's a black show. That's what we do. We late as hell. You on time. It's okay. You on time.
So it's saying here, in addition to the stars, there was some music execs, lawyers, and a few assistants, you know, in the Illuminati gathering. The total of non-stars, I'm told, there was about 20. Many of them for Rock Nation or whatever. So like I said, what happened is Jay-Z purchased Espiral for $56 million, okay? And it was finalized in Sweden on Wednesday. The formal announcement is expected to come around March 15th. That is when? Today? Isn't today the
15th? Yes.
Yeah. Well, today. At some point today. His streaming service completely in place, operational in the U.S. with 25 million high-def digital or lost tracks. So what they're pretty much trying to do is pull a Prince about 10 years late. Prince Ben had this idea, you know, 10 years ago. You know what I mean? Prince was the first one doing it, you know, taking his music off of YouTube, so you did not have access to it. You know what I mean? So so now they're basically going to try to challenge all the free music services, and put all their music on this Espiral, which is his, of course. So at the end of the day, Jay-Z's making the bucks.
Of course,
right?
And have his Illuminati people, you know, give. Now there has not been any feedback so far of who's going to agree with it. You know, Beyonce gonna agree with it. You know what I mean? But as far as from our early reports, Madonna wasn't really on board with it. And neither was Madonna wasn't on board. Yeah, it was Madonna and Coldplay was like,
you know what it is? Because them white people know how to fucking play ball. They're not gonna nickel and dime their fans. Cause like Madonna, right now, if you buy a concert ticket, which I think the nosebleed section starts at like $350 out here in LA right now,
right.
You get a free download of her new album. So it's
right.
Like, white motherfuckers know how to play. It's like, oh, you pay an arm and a leg to fucking see me. I'm not going to nickel and dime you over the fucking bullshit.
Right. Funny
right.
how the two people that said they weren't really on board
it
with the
white.
White.
It was white people. Isn't that funny? That's weird.
You know what it is? You know what it is? Black people are so used to being broke and poor their whole motherfucking life that when they finally get some goddamn money, they don't know how to fucking act, and they're like, oh, shit, how do I get more? That's what that is.
Mm-hmm.
Follow the Jews. I'm telling y'all. You gotta
so that's
I'm
what,
sorry.
Really quickly, before we move on from old greedy ass Jay-Z. So anyway, the corporate name Project Panther. That's the corporate name they're going to use. And the subscriptions, as of right now, are going to be $19.99 a month.
They don't pay a dollar for a mixtape.
No, and I could understand paying $19 a month if this network streaming service played nothing but like new exclusive releases. Absolutely. But I'm gonna pay you money for shit that I hear on the radio 30 million times a day. Are you crazy?
Please.
Oh, but don't forget their new exclusive music thing when it comes out, you're only gonna be able to get it from there. They're not going to be able to get it from YouTube. They're not going to be able to stream it on Pandora.
Doesn't that limit the market that they're trying to reach?
Yeah.
Now you know.
Yeah.
The market.
What that means is, you'll still be able to buy it, like, from where they sell now, iTunes, you know, the record store, whatever. You know, I mean,
I
wouldn't record...
know. I get my shit from YouTube and Spotify, so I'm the one that
right?
Right. So, but that's what they're trying to do. They're trying to break that because, okay. You know, they want, they pretty much say that they no longer want their music accessible for free.
Okay, and guess what? Dante and Tamika and Shauna, they're going to find out a way how download it.
Okay.
And
oh, yeah, you
so,
know that.
That's always going to happen. So I just think that sometimes people, I get what Jay-Z is trying to do. He's trying to, because, you know, music is not what we used to be. They're not making as much money. So they're trying to figure out a way for the artists to, you know, everybody's so independent nowadays.
Right.
But I think that as popular as they are, you know, they can wake up like Beyonce. Your wife woke up in the middle of the night and released a damn album that went platinum. So, I mean, I kind of feel that, you know, that's crazy. And we got that. That's what you can do now. I don't think they need to do the $19.99 a month. People are not going to really do that. They're not going to buy into that, especially black people. I'm sorry. They won't pay a dollar for a mixtape.
And that's probably the reason why he's trying to drag white people onto it with him, because he knows that white people
will
pay that.
Them Coldplay followers will. They'll
Right, and that's why he's trying to drag them. He's also, I heard rumors of him trying to go after Justin Timberlake as well.
They're not going to do it. Because, like you said, they don't want to nickel and dime their, like I said, they don't want to nickel and dime their fans. And that's kind of tacky. Like, honestly,
Did you just say the dude from Empire? Is that what you just said?
No. I said he's also going to go after Justin Timberlake.
Oh, Justin Timberlake. Okay.
Yeah. He's going to go after Justin Timberlake. He's rumored to go after him. So
we got to move on, you guys. We have 15 more minutes before the show ends. So we got to get into our main topic of the night. So, okay, so tonight we got a main topic, racism and porn. I want to start this off because I've seen an interview with Vlad. Shout out to Vlad, as he always interviewing these fat-ass porn stars. Shout out to you, Vlad. Anyways, let me see. Let me keep it moving before I say something. Vlad is basically, he must like fat girls. Anyways, he interviewed Skin Diamond, which is a skinny girl. Shout out to Skin Diamond. And she gave an interview, which I really related to her on what she said. She said, which is surprising because you know I don't relate to none of these bitches. But anyways, she basically said felt that she don't have problems in porn, like with getting work. The porn industry has been good to her, which I've always said, the same with me. I don't have no issues. But I'm not the only black girl in porn that didn't have, it was other girls who did have issues. And it was a lot of girls who didn't get work because of their color. There was other girls who didn't get certain jobs because, you know, they looked a certain way. And I really want to touch on something, because do y'all remember the big booty thing way back in the day? They kind of shied away from that, if y'all notice. The big booty girls were put in their own category. Nowadays, the big booty thing is great because Kim Kardashian and all these other white girls made it popular. So now the white girls are getting big booties, and now there's something great they found. And I'm like, wait a minute. It was big booty girls in the 80s. Like, really?
Yeah.
It was a lot of black girls.
Now they're like, we don't need you Negroes. We got it our own self. We don't need you.
Right. Exactly.
We got Alexis Texas. We don't need y'all.
But that
Alexis Texas, that bitch just blew the fuck up. I love how they still try to classify her as thick. No, that bitch is just fat now. I'm sorry.
Who?
Right. Alexis Texas look like Dallas. Bitch look like the whole city of Texas.
Everything is big in Texas.
Everything is big in Texas. She must be eating all day. Anyway, she'll be on the last soon, y'all. He likes fat girls. Anyway.
He has Lisa Ann on there now all the time.
Oh, yeah, he has Lisa Ann old ass. You know, she needs a rocking chair and a damn walker when she goes to his show. Her old ass. She looks like an old. Don't she look like one of those ladies on the prostitute show? Y'all know the prostitute show. Remember that prostitute show? After hours, you wasn't supposed to look at? Yeah.
Yeah.
What were they used to be in? Red Hook and shit like that? On a trip.
Okay. Oh,
what city was that in? She looked like one of those ladies. She's old, look old as hell. She's about 22. Anyway, okay, for real. On the serious side, you guys, Skin Diamond gave an interview with Valette, and I like her. She's very, I love the way she talks, very intelligent. And
right.
She gave this interview saying how some girls, white girls, everybody knows this is not a secret, are told when they come into the industry that they should not work with black guys because their rate will go down. Now, this has always been an issue within porn. Now, I feel, do you guys think it's racist for the girl who's maybe who don't feel like she has a problem working with black guys, but she agrees to it? Do you think it's racist if she agrees to saying, okay, I'm not going to work with black guys because my rate will go down? That's racist to me a little bit, right?
Yeah, yeah. I like I said, I said this before. Go ahead. I want the ladies to get in on this.
I would look at it all the way racist. I think maybe they're looking at it for the coin. I think they're looking at it like, okay, well, if they say I'm not going to get as much money, then fuck it. I ain't going to fuck with some niggas.
Now, I have a friend that's very popular. She chose not to work with black guys because she's not attracted to them. Now, if
that's
you're not attracted
well, that's a little
to them,
different.
That's different.
Right.
Because it might be somebody you're not attracted to, then that's great. That's okay. Because you're saying
absolutely.
It's no disrespect because in my real life I wouldn't do this. But see, Alexa
right.
Texas sucks black dick in her real life. You sucking
yep.
black dick on screen. So how dare you say you don't suck black dick on screen? You
right.
long ass bitch.
And it's already been put on record that she said, you know, and even Lisa Ann, even got to give Lisa Ann props. She even said that, you know, their people, you know, a lot of white performers say that they don't want to do that at first in their career because there's no one around the industry. They go, oh, if you, you know, at
I mean,
first,
listen.
If you come out fucking a black guy in the industry, what's that word?
Your rate is
going to
go down. No one's going to like
right.
you. You're nasty
and
dirty.
No, they be fucking black dudes for when they're on their last leg and still need to try to make some money.
Right.
I mean,
right.
Listen,
and by then, they result
yeah,
to going
yeah,
down
no,
to like...
No, no, no. That girl, Mary Carey, that big fat bitch, Mary Carey, yeah, I'm talking to you, you big fat pig-looking bitch. That bitch, let me tell you about her. She basically said... She will. The only time she would do it to a black guy is she had to like come back in the industry, like something was going on and she needed the money. She said that.
Right.
Really? You big fat pork and bean eating bitch. I don't like her. If I see her, I'm going to the Avian Awards this next year. Let me see her. She better not smile. She better not smirk. Nothing. She's gonna be like Carrie at the prom. I'm gonna throw blood on that bitch. Get the fuck out of here.
But subconsciously, I was a porn star, and they told me, hey, listen, if you fuck with them little dick Chinese niggas in the beginning, ain't nobody gonna want to see your ass. I might be inclined to hold back a little bit and say, you know what? Let me get these prime time dick, and then next time, maybe I'll work on the little dick niggas. You know what I'm saying? Like, as far as the coin is concerned, I'm not
racist. I'm with you. This is what I think the black girls should do. Black girls, Mexican girls, Chinese girls. Let me tell y'all, we should all get together and create some type of society. Let me tell y'all, this is what I would say. This is what I would do. All the new porn stars, y'all listen because y'all dumb sometimes. Y'all need to say, look, I don't do interracial. Y'all make it where y'all don't do interracial. Look, I don't do interracial. Because they say they don't do interracial with you, but then they put your black ass in the scene, and then it's considered interracial. But what
right.
is that? Oh, we're still doing the thing. Why does it have to be interracial? Like when there's a black girl involved or a black guy. Like, what? Like, come on, really? What you should do, you should put some of these motherfuckers on your list and don't do things with them. That's
right.
what you should do. That's what I would do. But see, a lot of my scenes are done with a lot of white guys. I've done many scenes.
Yeah, we know.
No, I did a lot. No, it's the reason why I did that, though. It's the reason why. Trust me, I wanted to win awards. I wanted to win awards, okay? And then
let's do that when you own fucking black people. Absolutely.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
I wanted to win awards. I'm sorry. I'm in it to win it. I'm not sure. I mean, hey, the white guy's going to give me some awards. But anyway,
Ari, good. Love, what's your take?
But I love my black men.
When it comes to first getting into the industry, I could kind of understand girls being a little bit more sensible because
exactly.
They get into the industry really fucking young. But then
right.
I don't. I guess I can't respect them when they almost think that nobody knows their truth. So like India said, Lexus Texas sucking black dick, you know, in her own personal time, but then talk shit on the radio.
Right.
And it's like, you don't have to demean black men because you think it sounds cool when you literally
right.
take their whole body into your mouth in your personal time. You don't have to do that. So it's one of those things where, you know, okay when you just get in, but there's no reason to talk shit when the reality is you get down with the best of them.
And everyone knows that the only reason why these white girls are getting these asses like black girls is because black men like them. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
so
yeah.
That's the original reason why they're getting big asses, because
so
white men
exactly.
before
now,
didn't
okay,
like
I'm
big asses.
Everybody's going to get upset. Go ahead.
That's what happened now. How
yep.
is this lessening your value now when all you white women are going out getting fat asses? To be perfectly honest, a lot of white guys that I've spoken to and addressed about white women getting asses, they're disgusted with the fact that their asses are so big. Like, I don't know. It's too much ass for me.
Every white guy I have dated likes my body the way it is, and they'd be like, oh, my God, they're so fat. Like, you know how white guys are.
White men think Jennifer Lopez is fat.
Right. Thank you. So... I just want to say this. Do anybody remember when, what's her name? What's the big porn star that's basically all old and ugly looking now? What's her name?
Which one?
Oh, yeah, which one? I know. It's many of them.
She's a big booty girl?
No, the big white porn star that just went and got an ass. What's her name? The big one, the one that's basically cracked out on live TV. What's her name? You know, the one they praise all the time.
Jenna Jameson.
Now, what can I say about this bitch? Y'all ready? Oh, here we go. Let me tell you about this bitch. This old stuck-up bitch. How dare she? She has the flattest ass in the damn industry. She never had no booty. Have you guys seen her booty
never.
Before? It was like a damn pancake. Now she showed up last year on the red carpet, and she basically had a booty. So she went and got an ass, y'all. And I kind of, I'm offended by that. I'm kind of taken back by that.
Wait a minute. Maybe she got her squat game up. Is he amazing?
No. That's a damn lie, Miss O.D. That's a damn, you didn't see her ass before. You did not see her ass before. She was lacking a lot. That ass looked terrible. The milk went bad. It was terrible. I just don't like it. It kind of seems like she, have you ever heard of Jenna Jameson when she had her production hiring?
Yes. Now, one thing that I know, one of the things that I don't understand is, from what they say now, black males have climbed up to like second on the pay scale.
That's because their dicks are so big. That's why.
They've climbed up to second on the pay scale, but non-white females are like last. Like so.
Because nobody wants no boring ass vanilla bitch. That's why.
No, non-white females. So like black and Puerto Rican. Females, they said black women in the porn industry are like last on the pay scale. They get paid the least. The pay scale is white women, black men now, white men, and then black females.
That's
Puerto Rican,
really fucked up because black bitches will do some of the nastiest, craziest, freaky shit you ever came across in your motherfucking natural born life, and you got curves to go with it. What the shit? Who teaches these people this stuff? Oh, my God.
And that's also a part of, I would say it's a part of, you know, racism. I mean, and like you said, there's beautiful black women out there. Ari, I mean, you're a boss, you know, and why do you think that is? Like, that's kind of messed up that after all these years, and there's some of the most famous, you know, not a lot of them, but there's been a lot of famous African American porn stars. I mean, and why is it that, you know, when I look on the million dollar, you know, for the few porn stars that have made $1 million and up, I don't see any black females on there. Not
because
even Heather Hunter, not even Janet Jackman.
No, because just like in any other profession, black people are so used to being submissive to shit that when they finally get access to something, they don't want to create noise, step on toes. So it's like,
yep.
I've been given the chance. I don't want to make waves because I can easily be gone. When I think as a culture, we need to start realizing we're fucking priceless. You're going to pay me top fucking dollar or we have nothing to talk about, period. But everybody's
right.
so worried about, everybody's so used to being broke that when they finally have a chance to be put on, they
See?
Don't want to fuck that up, but not realizing that they're really stifling themselves and still getting handouts as if it was fucking back in the day.
That's that Jay-Z shit. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, that pretty much. That is the, you know, and I think Miss O'Dea made that comment earlier. Same thing about Jay-Z. Yeah, it's like they're scared to, you know, I'm on, or if I ask for too much, then they may drop me. I mean, so let me just sit back and take, it's more than what I had before, so let me just sit back and then just, you know, maybe I could. That's why you see so many black females playing in so many different scenes. So many more. It seems like they have to do more work in order to try to just keep their money, you know, enough to travel to the next city to film or travel to the next city for the expo or what have you. You know, I'm plenty of black porn stars that I've had on my show all say, they don't pay me to go to that expo. They don't get paid. You know, they said a lot of the white chicks, you know, agency would pay for their flight or what have you. But every single, I haven't heard one single black female in the porn game say, oh, they paid, you know, the agency paid for me to go to the expo. They all say they all have to come out of pocket and, you know, they don't get paid to go there.
And like Ari said, exactly that purpose. They're probably like, you know what? Let me just be grateful they invited me. I'll pay for my own ticket. I don't need nobody. Fuck them niggas. I got this. And they pay for their own shit. And they end up going there trying to market and you know, advertise themselves. And that's
right.
what we fall in having to do it on our own. And then another thing, if black men are falling second in pay grade, is it really a racism thing? Or is it just against female type of thing now. You know what I'm saying? Like, do you just consider black females the bottom line?
That's scale off the line.
You paying black niggas top rung, you know, second.
You also have to remember, they pay the black men second from the pay scale, but they get way less work than
yes.
white men.
Listen,
way less
because
work.
Not everybody can take a 15-inch dick in your fucking ass. Okay? Not everybody can do that. I'm just
I can.
That's a fucking talent. That's a motherfucking talent.
Hold. Stop the motherfucking preface. Who said they could take a 15-inch dick in their ass?
That was
India
shit.
Was
I'll be right back.
I know it wasn't Ari. That's what made
that.
Indians back on the line. I was about to say
I'm
earlier when
saying,
Ari, when
I'm
you said, oh, yeah, I don't get no check for no kids. Well, you got to fuck to have kids.
I'm just saying. if you out there doing all that, not everybody is able to handle your expertise. So we might not need to call you for this one. You know what I'm saying? So now you're not going to get paid as much because it's not in high demand. Not everybody
right.
wants to see that much going on. You know what I'm saying?
Makes sense.
Let me just say some real shit real quick. Let me just say something about that real quick. For years you have heard the white porn might be more in demand and people don't want to see this and see that. But that is not true. Let me let y'all know something. Black porn sells a lot. They get a lot of sales.
They get a lot of movies.
And if you sleep thinking that they don't, that's crazy. That's a lie that's been told. They make a lot of money. I just think that is an insecurity. When it comes down to it, the little dick ass person, whoever it is, I want to find out who it is. Whoever it is in the industry, you know what? Don't work with black guys. It's that insecure motherfucker that's insecure of himself.
It's nothing to do with sales, because trust me, video sales, we rock in video sales, and that showed you when Snoop Dogg made those two movies, Lil Jon did his thing, they sold more than any white porn, okay, and they had white girls in it. So,
now, this is my point. Of course, especially if you go on, but what I think the problem happened was when black performers, when black male performers really started getting popular, the tubes had already kicked in. So, you know, the DVDs or the videos are not really popping anymore. And I think when they became really, really popular like they are now, the tubes are really cutting into their money.
Yeah, but that wasn't true. That's not true, Heaven. DVD sales for black porn and porn regardless was already kicking in. See, you got to understand, it was the sales from porn and black porn was rocking for years. I mean, it's not like these people were making, I mean, it used to be in the movie theaters. Come on. Okay, you could go to the movie theater and see a porn. It was literally at the movie theaters in the 80s. Okay,
I think it's a common misconception, just kind of like the Dark Ages. When it was the Dark Ages in fucking Europe, it was fucking booming and all over Africa. So it's just funny how when it comes to fucking Europeans and shit, all of a sudden there's a downfall, it's dark, it's the plague, but yet other fucking countries, continents and shit are fucking booming.
Right, exactly. I'm telling you, it's insecure people who are in control of something, and it's just one or two people. It's not everybody. It's a lot of people within the porn industry that want change, and I love that. And then you got these old-ass people who are stuck in their ideas, and they don't want change. And it's the same thing within the music industry. It's the same thing in the Oscars and all that, the regular actors and actresses. It's the reason why you have only one or two actresses or actors each year that gets to get nominated for an Oscar. You know, they don't even get
an Oscar. Oh, and there was none this year, I don't think, so shit.
Why does it have to be, why can't it be all Oscars with all black people? I mean, come on.
It was called the Source Awards. You saw how that shit ended.
Good point.
That's true.
You can't put too many of us up in a motherfucker. This shit is crazy.
That is true. We stayed on a little longer, you guys. We got people on the line that want to talk to us. We get off at 12, but we're going to take a few calls, so make sure you press 1 right now if you want to talk. Keep it quick. Ain't nobody got all night to be talking about your long drive-out
question. They're probably like, these motherfuckers got some nerve. Take a call after the show is off, and then got the nerve to tell me to make it quick.
Oh, God. No, I'm just playing with you guys. We love you guys. I love you guys. I'm gone. Okay, so we're going to go to the phone lines. 248-705. Welcome to the show.
What up, Joe? It's Dallin.
Hi, Dallin.
Hello. Y'all forgot about me like that?
Huh?
What's good, Dallin?
This is Dallin
Hey.
Bill. Indy, you forgot me doing a meal like that? Okay, I see you got all these radio shows and shit, but let me make it short. So, about the racism and porn. My thoughts on that is that, for one, I always thought that with the black community, it's able to stick together.
Right.
Fuck y'all, let's make a website. But every time they make a website, they don't keep the content going. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Gold and brass stars and all the motherfuckers is making all this money. Just because they play together with this shit. And Florida is running shit right now. But at the end of the day, if you a female porn star getting in this bitch, you can do like skin diving. So, or like India, because y'all start touching them red cocks before you start touching. You was worth the black cock, but when you making that good money, you started with the white dudes.
That is true. I love the white guys.
You can be brothers. You're not saying you didn't.
Right.
The money's going to be with the white community because look at the numbers then. Population is black, white. When you make black porn, it's still white. So,
Still
got to kick in that for the fantasy. But for all the other races, the reason why they be doing these tours and whatnot and, you know, coming to holler at me, you know, is because they need to get that money to get to the next show.
Right.
Like over in SmackDown and things of that nature. So, and then don't forget, like, the white girls, the ones that say they don't touch black stuff or they just say they're exclusive, well, they're coming to the D. And they do bad work. And they do what they do, and they do it well.
Oh my gosh, are you talking about somebody having sex with somebody?
I know Skin Diamond's caking. Y'all better, they better follow whatever she's doing.
That's why you just got to go out to Vegas. They got them out in Vegas. I know half of the girls that she even mess with, they didn't came up to the D. You know what I'm saying? Plus, if you go out to Vegas, you can always scoop up one. First
right.
Of all, they didn't get to the point right now.
Echo.
You know what I'm saying? And the best right now is natural fat ass is Austin Taylor. Hands the fuck down.
Yes.
That's her ass. And let
shout
me,
out
let
to
me,
Austin Taylor.
Let me say this right now. That is her ass. And I'm hearing that she retired.
Woo! Austin Taylor.
Well,
got a tail.
Thank you, Gallery. Let's keep it. We got to keep it moving. We're going to keep it moving. 347-662.
Hey, what's up, my peoples? This is your family member, James Acevedo.
James Acevedo. Jimmy Ace.
Okay,
if you don't stop that echo,
that's not me.
No, not you.
Yeah, that's
not
somebody
you.
Else.
And that's Endaya echoing.
Yeah, that's
like, right. Like I'm back in the 80s with
that's
Run DMC.
God.
Yeah. Anyway, let me keep this quick. Now, remember back in the day with hip-hop where, let's be honest, if it wasn't for the West Coast, hip-hop would have died. Well, it's the same thing with that's what happens. This is my opinion with black porn. If it wasn't for black porn, porn industry would suck. Because
right.
I love black porn.
It'd be
it was 100
vanilla.
Times better than white porn. Yeah, let's be honest. It was way better. I would have stopped watching that a long time ago. If it wasn't for black porn. That's the truth. I'm just saying.
That's the truth, and white men be all over that black book, on there making comments,
exactly.
Racist comments, but you're on there watching.
Yeah, but let's make interracial scenes. Gee, I wonder why. Come on, man. You know what? Let's be honest. Come on.
Want some of that jungle fever?
Yeah, that's right. That's what they want to do. Just keep it real. I'm just saying. That's what I'm saying. Well, that's all I had to say. I just want to say you have a great show, you know, y'all keep it real. That's what I like. Keep doing what you're doing. You know I'm listening.
Thank you.
That's my dog. That's my dog.
Well, we definitely had a great show tonight. Ain't nobody got time to be sitting here taking all these damn calls. Okay, let me see.
take them calls.
Let me see. 352-205. You're on Hot Sugar. 352. When I call your number, be ready. 352. Okay, go on one.
Keep it moving.
If you did not raise your hand, I'm not picking up the phone. We're not picking up calls if you didn't raise your hand. I see a lot of people on the phone, but you're not raising your hand. So, anywho, we definitely. Oh, God. You know
hopefully,
what?
Now
we can follow directions. It's really funny. Now, you guys know this, like, I have two different personalities. I have, like, that other me, and then I have, like, oh, my God, thank you, guys. Oh, my God. So it's so funny that I go in and out of my personalities. It's so funny. Anyway.
But they're utterly appropriate whenever they're presented. I will say that.
Yes. And when I yell at people and call them, to help, so it's great.
okay. All right, we gotta go, guys.
Okay. We love you guys. We appreciate you guys for tuning in. Bye.
Next time.
Bye, everybody. See you guys next week.
Show it sideways, smack it in the air. Legs move it side to side, smack it in the air. Legs move it side to side, smack it in the air. Show it sideways, smack it in the air. Smack it in the air. Legs move it side to side.
are tuned in to Dollhouse Radio, the hottest station on the net. We air live 7 days a week with 17 shows hosted by the sexiest hosts. Find out more about the Dollhouse Radio family by visiting our website at www.dollhouseradio.com. Find out the latest celebrity and adult entertainment gossip and indie music news on our Hot Sugar blog daily. We are looking to showcase the hottest in indie music this year. Interested in getting your music in rotation or having your video featured on our website? Be sure to send your music submissions in to dollhouseradiomusic@gmail.com. All music submissions must contain a bio or one sheet, promotional photos, and your music in MP3 format. Businesses and promoters looking to advertise your brand or event on Dollhouse Radio? Email your inquiries to Head of Promotions at Brian, that's B-R-I-A-N, dollhouseradio@gmail.com. Interested in joining the Dollhouse Radio family? We are looking for an in-studio co-host in the NYC area. Must know pop culture and entertainment gossip. We are also looking for a co-host for Beauty and Beats airing every Sunday, 7 p.m. Eastern. Must have lots of personality, have a love for beauty and fashion, knowledge of music culture is a plus. Email dollhouseradio@gmail.com for more information. Got a hot morning show idea? Email your concept to dollhouseradio@gmail.com and you might be the next Dollhouse Radio show on our roster. Our Spotlight Artists of the Month are Sheree Lurie, Nuria Afonso, Heroin, Raphael, Carla Page, Young Peach, and Mila J. Coming this spring, Launchpad Radio returns, hosted by the legendary Ian Burke, and our new show, Truth Front to Back, premieres. Keep up with everything Dollhouse Radio by following us on Twitter at @Dollhouse_radio. And now, back to your program.
I'm waking him up, little Jack, badass. Anyway, Deaconess Jackson and Reverend Monroe Jenkins been getting it popping, y'all. This is like a soap opera. I'm going to keep updating y'all on this to let y'all know what's going on.
Hello?
Yes.
Hello?
Hi, how are you today?
I don't know why you did that.
Hello? I'm calling. Are you guys 24 hours? Can someone come out?
In here when they try to do something.
Someone on call.
My son has put toilet paper all in our toilets, and it's like clogged.
How are we going to take a dump now? You want to play and put stuff in the toilet?
Wait. Baby, wait a minute. I'm on the phone. Hello? Is there anybody I can call?
Okay, I can take the information.
Can you be quiet? I can hear you. I'm sorry, ma'am.
Sorry, ma'am.
My name is Keisha. Oh, my gosh. It's stuff everywhere. Keisha.
Your last name?
K-I-S-H-A.
How are we supposed to be trying to fix this shit?
Spencer.
Lucky all over the floor. I'm sorry,
ma'am. Can you be quiet?
This kid is out of control. There's fecal matter all over the floor.
Okay. It's 520. We're in an apartment community in Buckhead. Is that
There's
in this
no
area? Or?
How are we supposed to do this?
Baby, can you be Oh, my gosh. I can't hear. Is this the one that's close to where they come out for Buckhead area?
They're in Cummings.
Oh, in
Hello?
Cummings. Okay.
Ma'am, can we pay for this by credit? Can we use a credit card? Ma'am?
I'm going to have them.
Can we use our credit card to pay for this?
I think you can, ma'am.
I'm going to have them call you.
Okay. Oh, you have them call me? Okay. Let me get you my number. Babe, can you give me
the
number?
The credit card, just give them the one that can't be traced. That's all I want to say. Okay.
Right. Can you bring me the number? Can you bring me the number? It's a new number.
I need to get some information.
Get one more break.
Okay.
See what happens.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
The address?
I'm sorry, ma'am.
Okay. The address is 5206. North Lane Road.
What's the road?
It's North
thrive, grow.
Shut up!
Babe, I can't hear him on the phone. Can you tell Jack to stop?
He put toilet paper in the goddamn thing. Now he's eating up all the cornbread.
I'm trying to get them to come out here, but you're talking too loud.
He got his fucking hand in the cornbread. What the fuck am I supposed to do?
This is Heroin, and you're listening to My Nigga on Dollhouse Radio.
Me and my nigga vibe, for my nigga I ride. Some people say we like Bonnie and Clyde. This way we're crazy, but we're here to the